This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
You were experimenting with running barefoot, and tell me a little about that. And then when I'm really curious to know when you said, you know, I think we're on to something bigger here. What happened for you that made you think this is something we need to explore on a bigger level?
Yeah, that part was day one, but I'll come back to that.
Okay.
So the short form with the whole idea of barefoot running, it's not about being bare in your bare feet. It's about using your body naturally. So your feet are designed to bend, to flex, to feel the world. You have more nerve endings on the bottom of your feet than anywhere at your fingertips. Tips in your lips, and that's not an accident. You're supposed to use that. You're supposed to feel things. That helps with balance and agility. If you don't use it, you lose it. And things happen like what happened to my dad a year ago. He hadn't had his bare feet on the ground in a while, and he didn't have really good balance and kind of had a stumbly gait, and he tripped, fell down, broke his hip, and was dead 2 weeks later. Mm. And that's a really, really common thing in the elderly. We had a customer early on who said he was looking for these magic vibrating insoles to help regain his balance and couldn't find those, but he found a blog post that I wrote that said, you don't need magic vibrating insoles, you just need to take off your damn shoes and go outside.
Wow.
And so he, since he couldn't find the insoles, he said, I decided to put your theory to the test, and that was 2 weeks ago, and I just threw away my walker. Hmm. And it's not that this is an issue for elderly people. It's an issue for all of us. If you don't let your feet bend and move and flex the way they're supposed to, that function tries to move up into your ankle, your knee, your hip, your back, all the way up to your head, which are not designed. Those joints aren't designed for that function, and that can cause all sorts of problems and pain. So this is all about just getting back to using your body the way it's supposed to. The modern motion control padded running shoe, it's about 45 years old, and there's literally been no evidence whatsoever presented to show that it helps reduce injuries or improve performance. Zero. In fact, quite the opposite. So that's what we're all about. And when we knew we were onto something, literally day one, Elaine and I are walking down, aside from the experience we and other people that we had made sandals for had, we're walking down the street in Boulder, Colorado, and this pack of teenage girls runs up to us and points at our sandals and went, oh my God, those are sick, where'd you get those? And we said, oh my God, we're gonna be billionaires.
Wow, that happened fast, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, really, we really knew on day one we were onto something. But then we launched the company November 23rd, 2009. Winter, not the best time to launch a sandal company, necessarily. recession, you know, not necessarily the best time launching a business. But by January, it was our full-time job.
Wow.
By August or July, we're sitting there with those Reebok guys that I mentioned who are helping us design products and helping us plan a business. And it just kept growing and growing and growing. Mm-hmm. So the biggest thing is we would just get orders. We'd get an order from someone who is maybe the barefoot runner, and then a week later, we get another order for the rest of the family. And that's what really let us know that there was a there.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.